Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
And good afternoon, everyone, and welcome back to Conversations Live, where we connect you with the artists and authors you love, who bring you the music and books you can't get enough of. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. I want to first thank those joining us here on the radio side of our program, those tuning in through 92.3 FM. We also welcome our good friends joining us through DCNowRadio.com, as well as through BlogTalkRadio.com. Use the word switchboard, our live chat, or our podcast. We're glad to have all of you with us. Jacob Button is making his first appearance here on the program. He's of the group Adler to talk to us not only about his own love of music, but also the group's new project and to introduce the single Good to Be Bad. Jacob, thank you so much for being with us this afternoon. I really appreciate it.
Hey, thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
You know, this is really exciting. You know, I have always been a fan of different types of music, Jacob, and I think one of the great signs of a musician is to be able to not only provide something that kind of appeals to everyone, but is able to share a message as well. What has it been like for you to be able to use music as a vehicle to talk to people and actually to not only, you know, entertain them, but also to make them think a little bit?
I think music is the greatest thing in the world. It's something that that transcends anything. It doesn't matter where people come from, doesn't matter how old they are, or how young they are, what kind of background they've had. Music is the thing that connects us all. So it really is a universal thing. And you know, I latched onto it when I was a kid, and you hear the saying all the time. People say, you know, music saved my life. Well, you know, it really does. And I remember growing up, all the things that, all the bands that I would listen to and all the songs that I would listen to, I really latched on to the ones that I could relate to. And to be able to do that, to create that, that so many people can latch on to and identify with, it's a great feeling.
Right. And you know, you mentioned, of course, you know, your own, you know, love affair with music, you know, but I think it's something special that you guys as musicians are able to do, Jacob, to be able to speak to people and to reach them where they are. When did you realize that that was part of this gift that you had, the ability to not only create music that resonated with people, but also did appeal to people? I mean, you've gone from having music, you know, be of a healing value to you to now producing that same type of music. So what has that been like to have that full circle event happen?
Yeah, it's been amazing. I've played music my whole life, and there was never a moment where I just opened my eyes and realized this is what I do. It's just kind of been what I've always done. When I was a baby, a lot of parents put their babies in playpens and, you know, and let them play with little toys and playpens or whatever. And my mom, when I could barely sit up, there was an old piano at my granddad's house, and she would sit me at the piano, and I would just bang on it. Of course, it sounded like noise, but, you know, eventually I would start picking out little melodies and stuff. So as long as I can remember, that's all I've ever done. Is music. And I guess the first time that I realized that people, you know, could totally relate to what I was doing, I would write little songs and, you know, even in third and fourth grade, and I would, you know, sing them for my friends, and they'd be like, oh, yeah, that's great. You know, maybe it was a song about Transformers. Oh, I love the Transformers too, you know.
Right.
But whatever level it relates on, you know, it's that. But the first time, like, on a real national level, I was playing in a band called Mars Electric, and we had a record out on Columbia Records, and there was a song on that record called Another Day on Top of the World, and there was another song on the record called All the Things You Are. And people started coming up to me at shows telling me that they that All the Things You Are was their song that played at their wedding and was their first dance and stuff like that. And then other people were coming up to me saying that I remember one time in particular, a guy walking up to me at a show and said, the second song on your record, Another Day on Top of the World, I was literally just about to kill myself. I was going through divorce. Everything in the world was going bad, and that song came on. I was listening to your CD. That song came on, and it gave me hope. It changed my my outlook on everything. And, you know, when somebody tells you something like that, it's just, you know, it's hard to even wrap your head around. And, you know, I'm very thankful that I'm able to do what I do for a living.
Exactly. You know, and I know there's so many people who are thankful for the same thing, Jacob. Again, Jacob Button, everyone, is my guest, the front man of the group Adler. You know, you talk about, of course, you know, this love affair with music, as I call it, because really, I mean, it is a relationship. I mean, you give to it. It's been able to, you know, to give back to you and, of course, to fans. You know, you're a part of this group, Adler. You know, as someone who is, you know, a lover of music, what is it like to know? Because when I was prepping for this segment, one thing that stuck out to me, Jacob, was Steven Adler calling you a superstar. What was that like to know that he had such a respect for your craft and your gift, that not only, you know, of course, you know, to be a part of Adler, but to know that the way that he looked at you as an artist and respected your gift?
You know, it blows me away. You know, it blew me away the first time that I ever met him and the first time we ever jammed, because, you know, obviously when I was a kid growing up, Guns N' Roses was one of my favorite bands ever. Appetite has always been my favorite album ever. So, you know, to have, you know, to play on a record where guys that were hanging on your bedroom wall when you were a kid, you know, are all of a sudden, you know, in the room with you and playing music together, it's always an incredible feeling. I guess it would be like a little kid that plays golf. It'd be like Tiger Woods walking up to him and going, "Wow, you're a superstar golfer. You're amazing."
Right.
You know, it's,
yeah.
Anytime you have somebody that you respect much, you know, appreciate what you do. You know, it's awesome.
Exactly. And so, you know, talk us, you know, through project, this album, when the album was announced, you know, talk us through what it was like creating it and what you hope fans are able to take away from it.
It was an incredible experience creating the whole thing. We met actually last August. It was a year ago. I was really good friends with Janie Lane, the former singer for Warrant. And when he passed away, you know, not only did I lose a friend, but, you know, the world lost a great talent, a great songwriter. But August of last year, he had, there was a memorial for him at the Key Club in Los Angeles, and I flew out here. I'm from Birmingham, Alabama, by the way, so I flew from Birmingham to L.A., and I went to his memorial, and I met Lonnie, the guitar player for Adler. We met through a mutual friend, a producer named Jay Rustin, and Lonnie said that he and Steven were had been doing Adler's Appetite, but Steven didn't want to do Adler's Appetite anymore. He was doing that. It was just playing songs off of Appetite for Destruction for the fans, because, you know, the fans wanted to see him play those songs. But he was ready to move on and do, you know, an original project. So, you know, we hit it off, and they were familiar with what I did. So the next day they came to my hotel, and we just sat around and talked music forever, and there was definitely a mutual respect and a connection, and the chemistry was there. And, you know, as soon as we started playing together, we knew that that this was going to be something really cool. And then me and Lonnie just started writing songs together, and I went back to Birmingham, and we were emailing song ideas back and forth. And one of the things that we said when we started the band, everybody was going to put ego aside, and if somebody brought a song to the table, if it wasn't a good song, we were going to say it's not a good song, because it's better to walk away with a hurt ego than to have a really crappy song on a record. So, you know, and we were, and the other thing that we said is, you know, the songs had to be open to making, you know, changes for the better. So don't anybody get too comfortable with an idea or whatever. And so, so we did that. That was the creative process. And then I flew back to L.A. in January, and we started recording the record with Jeff Pilson. And he produced it and played bass on the record. And, and we got in a room together, and me and Lonnie finished the songs. And Jeff Pilson co-wrote on a couple of songs. And it was, you know, just an amazing experience. Lots of creativity going on. And the way that the record turned out, you know, we couldn't be more proud of it. And the thing, to answer the other part of your question, what do I hope the fans get out of it, what do I expect from that? All we set out to do was make a great rock and roll record that we were really proud of. And all of us in the band feel like that we've accomplished that. And, Steven didn't know how the Guns N' Roses fans would react, but it ended up being a great thing. It came out, and our ears have been great from the fans and from the media alike. So, we're just all extremely happy with the turnout.
Yeah. Well, Back from the Dead is the title of the album. We're going to ask my producer, Jeff, to get the single Good to Be Bad here. I'm going to have you introduce that here in a moment, Jacob. But, that title, and, I think everyone has had their moment where people have given up on them or counted them out. And, I always think about the phoenix rising from the ashes. What do you hope people are able to take away from the title that they can then look at themselves? Because I was reading earlier this week, reading some of the comments on Facebook, and, people were talking about, how they were resonating with the music. On that level, as far as the title goes and the hope that's in it, what do you hope they're able to take away from that?
More than anything is that that life is full of second chances. No matter what you do in life, there's always a way to overcome whatever obstacle is in your way. If you believe in yourself and have faith, anything can happen.
Exactly. Well, the single is Good to Be Bad. Jacob, how did this single come about? Talk to us a little bit about it.
The single came about, the whole lyrical concept is, it goes back to the old cartoons that you would watch where there would be a devil on somebody's left shoulder and an angel on somebody's right shoulder and the devil would be, trying to coax you into to doing the bad thing. And sometimes doing the right thing isn't always the most popular, decision, because sometimes doing the wrong thing, listening to the devil, is a lot more fun. So it's just, that perspective of being very destructive, that everybody's guilty of, no human is perfect. So, and that was actually a really interesting song to record, because we recorded that song and we were like, it's kind of got a really creepy vibe, in a really cool way. It would be awesome to have John Five play on the song, because we love the stuff that he did with Manson and obviously love the stuff he did with Rob Zombie. And Steven knew John, so we called him and asked if he would like to play on it. We sent it over, and, a couple of days later he came to the studio and he brought his guitar and his pedal board and just nailed it and brought that whole, atmosphere to the of the vibe.
Yeah.
I'll just call it the vibe that he has, that's filling the song. So, that one was a lot of fun to record, and it's probably actually my favorite song to play live.
Awesome. Well, since we have you here with us, Jacob, why don't you go ahead and do the honors and introduce it for us?
All right, everybody, this is Jacob from the band Adler, and you're listening to Back from the Dead. Well, actually, it's not Back from the Dead. It's Good to Be Bad. So this is our single that's currently at radio, Good to Be Bad.
I know I'm headed nowhere. Inside job. be so bad.
That was Good to Be Bad from Back from the Dead, Adler's new album. And we've been speaking with Jacob Button. He is someone who is not only a lover of music, but also, of course, has been talking to us about not only the project Back from the Dead, and also, of course, he was leading into with that song and telling us a little bit about the background of how it came about. So, Jacob, let our listeners know, how can they find out more information about Adler and the upcoming events, as well as how they can get their album as well?
Yeah, the best way is our website, which is adlerrocks.com. And then be sure to like us on Facebook, which is facebook.com/AdlerMusic. And then our Twitter, if you want to follow us on Twitter, is twitter.com/AdlerRocks. And, and you can pick up our record on, of course, iTunes and Amazon. And if you want a physical copy, you can order it from CoreRevolt.com/Adler. So there's info on the website and everything. And then, of course, it's available at stores as well. So,
all right. Well, Jacob, congratulations to you and the group. Thank you so much for coming on the program, and we hope you'll come. We'd love to check in with you again.
Absolutely. Thanks again.
Ed, no problem. Glad to have you. Again, everyone, Jacob Button, everyone, from the group Adler, as he mentioned. Of course, make sure you do visit their website at adlerrocks.com. Also, of course, their Facebook and Twitter pages. We tag them on both places on our own page, so you'll be able to find them there as well, especially on Twitter, at Cyrus Webb. If you go there, you'll see that we actually tagged Jacob, who is at Jacob Button, as well as Adler at adlerrocks. So you'll be able to find them there. If you came in late, of course, and missed the podcast, you know, you'll be able to catch that here in about 5 minutes after we go off the air. Make sure you guys do that. And also, of course, make sure you do support the album. Again, it's Back from the Dead. We got ours from our partner here at Amazon.com, so we welcome you to do the same thing as well. That's going to do it for us for this part of Conversations Live. Until next time, I'm Cyrus Webb saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take our time to enjoy some good music and also a great book. Thanks for listening to Conversations Live. Have a great one.